In Rome, Catholic Church officials have been accusing the media of using the story of a widening sexual abuse scandal to attack the Pope. Then last week, Pope Benedict changed the tone, saying the scandal was created from within the church. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has more on the story from Rome.
Thousands of pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square Sunday to express solidarity with the Pope. Benedict was visibly moved by the show of support, but he reiterated his newly stated position. The sex abuse scandal was born from sins within the church, not from external attacks. The real enemy to fear and to fight is sin, he said, which sometimes unfortunately affects even members of the church. We live in the world, but we are not of the world, Benedict added, even if we must guard against its temptations. This was in sharp contrast to remarks made on Palm Sunday when Benedict said he would not be intimidated by petty gossip. And it contrasted with claims by many Vatican officials that anti-Catholic hatred was the cause of media coverage of pedophile priests. Yet Carlo Santoro, a member of a lay Catholic group, says the media exploited the sex scandals.
We want to support the Pope because the church in this moment needs the solidarity, needs unity. The medias, they play a bad role because they like to make noise, make rumors. They try to find every way to attack the Pope and the church. These cases were used just to accuse the church. This is not right. This is not correct.
But not all Italian Catholics approve the church's handling of the crisis. In this small church in a Tuscan fishing village, Irina Caruana, mother of two, is furious about pedophile priests protected by their superiors.
They certainly should have been punished, not moved from parish to parish. It's disgusting. They should all be rounded up and strung up.
Analysts see the Pope's shift away from blaming the media as a turning point in the Vatican's perception of the crisis. Veteran Vatican watcher Marco Politi says it's now up to the Holy See to make public cases of pedophile priests that have long been kept secret.
And especially to open its archives of the year 80s and 90s in order to show clearly what has been made, what has not been made, and how many files are still without an answer.
Some house cleaning has begun. Several European bishops who either covered up sex abuse or admitted being predators themselves have resigned. Anger and nervousness is reflected within the top ranks, where a tradition of silence and secrecy has prevailed for centuries, and not everyone is willing to embrace Benedict's new zero-tolerance policy. In an unprecedented move, Vienna Cardinal Christoph Schönberg accused the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Angelo Soldano, of having obstructed investigations against pedophile priests while he was number two to Pope John Paul II. Schönberg, who is close to Pope Benedict, his former professor, took advantage of the sex abuse crisis to say that church governance urgently needs reforms. He said it's time for the church to re-examine its position on divorced Catholics, and he said lasting gay relationships deserve respect. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Rome.